God bless you, dear family, and may His graces be always upon you. Oh, Mama, I love you. Please help them to really say the rosary as you have asked of us. Jesus began, "You see, you have something to rejoice about. They are getting it, and you are in step with me. Now you must encourage more messages and a tighter step-by-step walk every day, teaching them to hear me from moment to moment, dwelling with them in their hearts. This is what is necessary to overcome what is coming. In other words, to stay connected with me through the chaos. Lord, what do you think, please? I think your curiosity and inquisitive mind is quite lovely, but must be kept under the control of the Spirit. That's what I think, and that's what will bring the most fruitful results. How about it, Claire? Lord, now that you have spoken on this, please help me to follow your timing and preferences. Being obedient and faithful is the perfect mix for you, beloved. Cultivate that freedom from self-will that makes it possible. I am truly with you in this." He smiled. "Oh, thank you. Do you know that some curiosity is a healthy sign of a healthy and inquiring mind? I have made you that way to put life and surprises into you so that you will not grow complacent and miss out on the wonders of my creation, and so that you may enjoy new and unique cultures, music, art, writing, and poetry, which flows through the filters of each soul. All of these things are beautiful graces flowing uniquely from the tremendous variety of the precious humans I have created. In heaven, there will be tremendous joy as you all share your uniqueness with one another. I love variety and the uniqueness of expression that each of you contribute to the life flowing from within. This is a total delight to all of heaven, and it shall never, ever stop. It is your expressions of love and gratitude coming forth to mankind and your Creator. This is why you have been given the opportunity to minister. Do you understand, my people? You are soaking up the graces I give you, but not sharing them. This will not go well for you at the final judgment. I gave you these graces to help others, not just for you to enjoy. I know the devils have used your gifts against you. I have allowed that because you have not been faithful. Rather, you have kept all these things to yourself. It does not matter to me that you draw back because of unbelief. In fact, that is a double injury to me. You do not share because you do not believe. My dear ones, this must stop. You are taking for yourself and not giving to others. Remember the man with 10 talents, and the littlest one hid his in the ground? And what happened to him as a result of that? It does not matter that you are still questioning and discerning. Why? Because I have given you a mother to help you discern. But either out of laziness or fear, you do not go to her so she may resolve the matter for you. You are still lacking in obedience and humility, seriously lacking. And what is happening to you as a result of your reticence? You long to go out and minister, go around the world, travel and see the earth's cultures. So in your mind, you feel like you are not doing anything. But do you know that I gave you gifts that others are hungry for? others are searching for answers, and because they cannot find the answers they need, some of them turn and work for Satan because they say, God doesn't hear my prayers. I hear your prayers loud and clear. I give you the tools to work with. But you're looking for a ticket to exotic places around the world and bearing the tools I gave you. Shall I come and take these from you and give them to another who will use them for the harvest? This is where you are at right now, and I am considering how to resolve this terrible abuse of gifts. Will you help me, or must I make this decision on my own? And that was the end of his message. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. That's 1 Peter 4:10 and 11.